Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I, Malcolm Hood, Malcolm Hood, Hood. First day, a.k.a. also called Sunday here for the first day service. Sunday service right here, here, here on the end and the iron. Yes, so we have the Aliyah of the giving of the 10 words coming forward, forward right here. Right here, first things first, a couple psalms and chants and eyes is here for the first day. Yes, I We have Psalm 24, right, for the eve of the first day, a.k.a. Sunday, right here, 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 Psalm 24. So we had left off with Far Eye. Let's begin off right here with Far Eye, Prince Far Eye, right here. And the Sunday evening goes before the day. So here at the eve of the first day right here, 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 Prince Far Eye.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, with the earth that there that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor sword deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. Yeah. This is a generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, ye gates, and let the kings of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty. Mighty in battle. Lift up thy gate, let the King of glory come in. Yeah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We hear that there that dwell therein, yeah. Yeah. For he hath found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath cleansed and a pure in heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from his Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. Who have eyes to see, let them see. Because of evildoers, neither envious against the workers of iniquity. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, yeah. For he that found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift up thy everlasting door and let the King of glory come in. Yeah. Down inside the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. A black, black stone was rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, yeah. Yeah. Daniel saw the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, black, black stone, yeah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, with ear that dear that dwell therein.
Still
we striving for better. And we not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors.
and the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is the King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Selassie
I.
Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of Glory.
You're a Christian. Have you a special word for young people of these days?
በዚህ ቀን እኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yes, I find that, you know, this 17th sabbatical right here, this Shavua, seeing that it's like post-Exodus, it's after, you know, the Exodus, it's after all those works, those wonders, perform, the experience, the journey, this particular stage of the journey, and even this particular chapter really brings it out. It's a transition. We have like a transition going on, right? There's a transition right here. So it's reflective. I'm beginning to really cite the and observing the ebb and the flow, the ebb and the flow. You know, not just we just hearing the word and intellectually receiving the word, but really more heartily. You know, and I tried, and I growing in grace and that knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach. I'm seeing, you know, the living wisdom, you know, that living wisdom, you know, within the Torah and within the reflection in the liberty, you know, and walking it out, right? So this chapter right here, it forms a transition. both a transition in the narrative. Remember, we was coming up out of Egypt and all the experiences in coming up out of Egypt. Now here, the key word and the name is Yitro or Yotor, and Jethro. We'll get into the meaning of that name and the etymology of the name, but Jethro, he is the Kohen Midian, he is the Chotein Moshe, he is the priest of Midian, and the father-in-law of Moshe, right? So he's the priest of Midian, Yitro. Now, what's the first word? The first word is actually Yishma'a, sounds familiar, Shema'a, hear, O Israel, Shema'a Yisrael. Here we have Yishma'a Yitro, which literally translates, and he heard Jethro, or and Jethro heard. The translation would be, and Jethro heard. Yishma'a Yitro, he heard. So the hearing, right, the Shema'a, this is the key word, if you can receive it, the Shema'a, who heard? Jethro. Well, who is Jethro? The next words brings that out. In the first words, the Hebrew first words, which is that Chotein Moshe. When we pick up in Exodus chapter 18, this chapter, Moshe's second book, Hebrew book of Exodus, chapter 18 forms the transition. There's a transition here. It's a transition to HaTorah, a transition to the law. Now, what did Jethro hear? What did he hear? He heard. Well, what happened? There had been the deliverance, the deliverance of Israel. There had been the testing passages here with redemption, the key word redemption. Remember, three part, redemption by power, slika, redemption by blood first, redemption by blood, the blood coming up and out of Egypt, right? Redemption by power, and here we are in experience. Right, and along the experience route. So we're looking at everything from the Passover, Pesach, everything from Passover to where we are presently. This is the post-Exodus within the narrative, within the prep. This is actually prepping within the yeshiva and the sabbatical studies, because upcoming, the first of the Mo'adim of Yahweh Eloheinu, of He Who Be Who He Be, and Almighty Power, Father, Mishem Yeshua, is Pesach. Roughly the April, May time. So when we look at where we're at in the season and also look at the ebb and the flow, there was so much going on in the previous Torah portion. There's a lot going on here in this Torah portion, but we begin off with a transition, right? Almost like a settle down, right? Reflective, right? What had happened, right? What was the testimony? Because in order to hear something, someone must speak something. In order for something to be heard, something must be spoken. So what was spoken? The deliverance, the exodus, the testing passes, the provision in the wilderness, and the warfare. So we see this fourfold. The deliverance, the deliverance, the testing passages, the experience along that journey of redemption that began with the blood, the power, and here still in the experience, the testing passages, the provision, the manna, the angel's bread, the manna, manna who, what is it? This is angel's bread. Right, even that word, the angel's bread, the living, right, that living manna, manahu, they receive provision in the wilderness, in the wilderness. And there was also the warfare with Amalek, Esau's grandson. So Esau is still in the picture. Not Esau so much, but Esau's grandson, right? Esau's grandson, carrying out the evil intent of his grandpappy, right? So that connection there is also, so what we're seeing here is the type. First, we get getting the biblical history. First is the history, then the mystery. Let's be duly and truly prepared. So any Elohim, any God who can do all this for Amo, his people, deserves their allegiance. Right, their allegiance. So in a sense, this is like the Hebrew, we're leading up to the Hebrew pledge of allegiance. Right, so really observing the road, looking at the roadmap. Where have we been? Right, what's the key word here? How does this Torah portion begin off? Right, is there something similar or something different? There's a different flow right here with this chapter. There's a different flow. In chapter 18, the lawgiver, when Yitro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, arrives, who does he bring? He brings Moshe's wife, Zipporah, Sephora. Sephora Sipora. Zipporah brings Zipporah and his two sons. Right? And what does Yotor, what does he observe? He observed the lawgiver, Moshe, his son-in-law, doing what? Giving advice, using laws, Torot, right? And rulings and judgments, Mishpotim, right? But then he is given, right? He is given advice. Moshe is given advice by who? By Yitro, his Midianite. And here's where we get the Ethiopian connection, the Ethiopian relationship with Midian, right? And also with Sheba. And later we can follow this connection with the Queen of Sheba. And thus with the prophetic word in Amos 9 and 7, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? See, the key of that oracle is the truth even here in the narrative concerning Yitro, the Kohen Midian, the Choten Moshe. So the Kohen Midian, the priest of Midian, the Midianite connection with Abraham and Abraham's third wife, Keturah, right, and her six children with Father Abraham, and one of them, Midian. Then on the, another child, Sheba or Sheba, thus the connection with the Queen of Sheba and the Afro-Shemitic, that Kamo-Hamo-Shemitic link right there. Oh, so let's just follow this more. Here we have Yitro, right? We have Jethro, his excellence, the name. We're going to get into the name. His excellence. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, the priest of Midian, giving advice, right? Giving advice to organize the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders, calling the elders to assist. See, Moshe, he is giving advice, he's using laws and rulings amongst the people who had come up and out of Mitzrayim. Oh, here in this chapter. Thus, when the law, HaTorah, is more fully revealed to call Yisrael, to all of Israel, a system. Right, a system will be in place to administer it. So we call this system, we say the shofs. And also the connection with the Hek Shaush too, the Hek Shaush and the ancient system of administration. This right here would be the Hebraic, we could say federal government, and we talk about democracy within the Hebrew context. It's important for us to see it there so we can get the true principle. So we have this ancient federal system of the shofs, right? We know as the shoftim and the shofs, like the Hek Shaus and the Shashu, right? The Hebrew, and this is where we get the monumental within ancient Egypt and the Het Kapata and the Metuneter, where we get some linguistic connections too with the biblical history, right? Where we get the proper context. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians? See, that's the key right there, even with Yitro, Jethro. So when the law is more fully revealed, so Jethro's advice is that, listen, you're doing all of this by yourself. You need assistance. And here is advice. And if Elohim will, so be it. This advice will stand. So here we have a very important transition point within the narrative. After all that the people had experienced, they had experienced the deliverance, the exodus, the Passover, right, the coming out of Mitzrayim, right, forced bondage, both material and spiritual. They had been through the testing, the experiences of redemption, Bamidbar. The provision also provided to them in the wilderness and additionally the warfare. Right, so this fourfold experience. So now this was news, then news both near and far. Right, when Moses' father-in-law came, he saw him by himself virtually from morning to evening, legislating. Right, he gave him advice to organize the elders and to create a system. Right, so that when the law is fully revealed, we see this now from observing the narrative, there would be a system in place. This is the key, a system. We say, fire upon the Babylonian shiftstone. Well, what replaces it? Jah has already provided. A system will be in place to administer it. Now, the point in the passage is that a great leader, such as Moshe, humbly accepts advice from other, we could say, the godly believers, putting in that context, such as Jethro. He's not an Israelite, quote, unquote, but he is one of the Hebrew faith. And he gives advice, being the Kohen Midian, the Choten Moshe, to delegate responsibility. So we have a lesson of delegation here in this chapter, in this transition point, this ebb and flow within the narrative. He does not try to do it all himself. Well, he tried, well, not that he was trying, but he was doing it because there was a need to have it done. Here, his father-in-law gives him good advice because Elohim does not want one individual, right, to even have to attempt to do it all. The chapter has three parts. First, it tells how Jethro heard and what he heard, how he came and how he worshiped and how he blessed he who be who he be, the Elohim of Israel, and also the advice of Jethro. And then it tells of how Moshe sought to implement the plan and the advice, and also how Jethro, how he returned and how he went home. Now, there's a passage here where it says, Vayish ma'a Yitro, and he heard, literally, and he heard, Jethro translated, and Jethro heard, and it explains he's the Kohen Midian, the Chotein Moshe, and the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of Moses. He had heard ate kol Asher Asa Elohim, all that Elohim had done, the Moshe, Ul Yisrael, Amo, for Moses first, Le Moshe, Ul Yisrael, Ul Yisrael, Amo, for Israel, Amo, for Israel, his people. Now, then we have Ki Hotziya Yahuwah, and it says, Ki, because, for, because he, the one who brings out, he who be who he be, ki hosia Yehovah et Yisrael mimitzrayim. How that is translated, how that Jehovah brought Israel. Ki hosia Yahweh, ki hosia Yahweh. The clause begins with ki. This answers the question that no doubt, in thinking and meditating on this, what did Jethro heard? And Jethro heard. What did he hear? Why Yishma'a, Shema'a, hear. Why Yishma'a, and he heard. What did he hear? Here, the answer in the Hebrew, the Masoretic, we have Ki Hotziya. How that, when that Hotziya Yahuwah, how he who be who he be was the Hotziya, the bringer out, the one to bring out, the Sa'at of the Zed Sa'at, the Exodus. This answers the question of what Jethro, Yotor, had heard. It also provides, and this is very interesting just to meditate on this and to share this with the brothers and sisters, it provides a second explanatory noun clause that is the object of the verb. He heard, and he heard. He heard what? One, he heard all that God, all that Elohim had done. He heard it. Call Asher Asa Elohim. He heard call all or call Asher Asa to do Elohim that Elohim had done for who? For Moses and for Israel, his people. It's interesting that all he had done for Moses, firstly, Le Moshe, Ula Yisrael, and for Israel, Amo, for Israel, his people. So this verse here establishes many important first facts. Now, it also answers what Jethro had heard. He heard of all that Elohim had done. In order for somebody to hear something, somebody got to be speaking something. In order for somebody to hear a testimony, somebody has to be testifying. So what had previously occurred with the deliverance? We had the deliverance, right? You remember, what's the four main areas? The deliverance, the testing passages, the provision in the wilderness, and the warfare. The Exodus, the experience or the testing passages, the provision or the manna, and then the warfare, the victorious, right, the victorious warfare against Amalek. So he heard of all that Elohim had done, the first, and then he heard that he had brought, he heard Ki Hotziya. He heard that he had brought et Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, me from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from bondage, from lockdown, from on the grid. So this is an important report. This is an important testimony, what Jethro had heard, because this means this is what was being newsed, right, all the way, you know, in every direction where one could hear, right? So Jethro is bringing forth his testimony for the claim of HaElohim that he had brought Israel out of Egypt will be, and this is the key as we get to the high point of this 17th Torah portion, this will be the foundation of the covenant and even the foundation of the first command. This testimony right here, he had heard of all he had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that he had brought Israel, what's the first command? Right, what's the foundation of the covenant stipulation? So this right here, and in the hearing, the key word in the hearing, Vayishma'ah, and he heard, Yitro, and Jethro heard what he had heard, right? The two parts of what he had heard, and that second part of what he had heard, how Jah had brought Israel out of bondage. This will be the stipulation or the foundation of that first word stipulation. And let's just connect this right here where it says, Vayidaber Elohim et kol ha-debarim ha-ele le-mor. Here we have Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, and Elohim spake all these words saying, Vayidaber Elohim et kol ha-debarim ha-ele le-mor. And verse 2, I am the Lord thy God, it says, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You see that right there, that foundation of the stipulation? Ki hotziah, the one who has brought Israel, mimitzrayim. So here we have it in the Masoretic, verse 2 of Exodus chapter 20. It says, Anoki, Anoki, Yahuwah, Anoki. It's interesting, Anoki, we have Ani, elsewhere testify, I. The first person pronoun, I, Ani. But here, the very unique use here and there in very interesting ways, the Anoki. In ancient Egypt, to say, I am that I am, Nuk Punuk. It's an interesting connection, Nuk Punuk. Nuk, the pronoun, I am, Pu, that which, Nuk. So we have Anoki. Remember where he brought them out of. He says, he is thy God out of the land of Egypt. He says, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika. Hotzeitika. We had Ki Hotziah Yahuwah. Here it says, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretz Amitzrayim Mi Beit Abadim. Mi Beit Abadim. From the house of the Abadim, from the house of the forced and coerced laborers, or the house of bondage. So here, this chapter is the heart of the Torah, HaTorah, for Israel. And as such, is well known throughout the world, more or less. And we're going to touch on this a little bit more, but just look at that link right there with the first word here in the 17th. Sabbatical Torah portion, Yitro, he heard. What did he hear? All right, so that's an important point of him coming forward, testifying, and worshiping. Yes, I, Rastafari. So this is a transition.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyye lecha Elohim acherim al panai, lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
6 days shall thou labor, and the 7th day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test. Whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to die. Here's the sound of calling Exe down. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Exe down, and Levi, Ekos, and Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now, I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. Say, Exe down.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane ve're'acha ed shaker, lo tachmod bet re'echa.
The Ten Commandments. were given by Jah unto Moses on the table of stone, the Ten Commandments. Commandment 1, thou shalt have no other God but one God, one God. Commandment 2, thou shalt have no graven image of God. Commandment 3, thou shalt not call the Lord thy God name in vain. Call the Lord thy God with that holy guilty that taketh his name in vain. Commandment 4, remember to keep the Sabbath day holy, holy, holy. Commandment 5, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon this land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Commandment 6, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill. Commandment 7, thou shalt not commit adultery, adultery. Commandment 8, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not steal. Commandment 9, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Commandment 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's good, nor anything, nor thy ox, nor anything. And that was the Ten Commandments given to the inspiration by Prince Farah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Well, here, 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 here for Sunday service. Yes, yes, yes. Here for Sunday service, the smoke and the fire. Yes, I. Here for Sunday service, the first day service right here. We pick up with the sixth aliyah, bringing forward the giving of the 10 words, the 10 commandments. Esoret ha-debarim, aser tuk alat. Here, here, here. Getting into the details here.
Evil boy, everything takes time. Evil boy, everything takes
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, the Sheishi Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, the Sheishi Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 19, here at verse 20 for the Sheishi. Here a note, it's the Shavi'i lit Sephardim. It's the Shavi'i, the seventh for the Sephardim. Here at Exodus chapter 19, verse 20, and the Sheishi for the Ashkenazim. Vayeredi Yehovah al hara Sinai el rosh ha-hara. Vayikra Yehovah le Moshe el rosh ha-hara. Vayal Moshe. And Jehovah came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top, the Rosh, the Ras of the Mount. And Jehovah and Jehovah called Moshe to the top, the Rosh, the Ras of Ha-har of the Mount. And Moshe went up, and Moses aliyat up. Vayeredi Jehovah al-har Sinai, illa Rosh Ha-har. And Jehovah came down, Vayeredi Yehovah al Har Sinai, upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai, il Rosh Har, to the top of the mounts, il Rosh Ha-har, to the Rosh, the Ras, to the top of Ha-har, to the top of the mount. Vayikrah Yahuwah Limoshe illa Rosh Ha-har. And Jehovah called Moshe. Vayikrah Yahuwah Limoshe. And Jehovah called Moses il Rosh Ha-har, to the Rosh, to the top, to the Ras of Ha-har, to the top of the mount. Vayal Moshe, and Moses went up. Vayal, and Moses ascended aliyad up. Vayal Moshe, and Moses aliyad ascended up. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, reida ha'aida ba'am penna yehersua eli Yehovah lirota. We and Nafala Mimenu Rav. And Jehovah said to Moses, go down, charge her arm, charge the arm, charge the people, lest they break through to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to gaze. And many of them Perish. Vayomeri Yehovah il Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moses, to Moshe, raid, go down, descend, raid, ha'aida, ba'am, charge the people, go down, descend, charge the people, raid, ha'aida, ba'am, pen, yehersu eli Yehovah, lirot, lest they break through to Jehovah to gaze. Pen yehersu eli Yehovah lirot, lest they break through to Jehovah to see, to gaze. Mimenu Rav. And many of them
perish.
With Nafal, Mimenu Rav. many of them, many of them, many of them, many of them. Nafal, Mimeinu Rav. And let the priests also who come near to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, sanctify themselves. Lest Yahuwah, lest Jehovah break forth upon them. With Gam, Ha Kohanim, Ha Nigashim Eli Yahuwah. Yitak Adash Pen Yisrot Bahemi Yahuwah. And let the priests also with Gam Ha Kohanim. Let the priests also Ha Nigashim that come near. Ha Nigashim Mali Yahuwah to Jehovah Yitak Adashu. Sanctify themselves. Yitakadashu. Pen Yisrot Bahem Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. Lest Jehovah break forth upon them. And Moses said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the people cannot come up, cannot aliyah up to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai. For thou, the eye, charges I and I, saying, set bounds about the mount, about Har, and sanctify it. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, aliyah up, thou, the eye, and Aaron with the eye. But let make not the priests and the people break through to come up to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, lest he break forth upon them. Why Yomer Moshe li Yahuwah, lo yukal ha'am, la elota il hahar sin, ki ata ha'edota banu lemora, ha'girela eta ha'ahar, wikia tashto. And Moses said to Jehovah, Wayomer Moshe li Yahuwah, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai. Lo yukal ha'am, la elota el har sinai. For the eye, discharge us, and I. Ki hata, ki for hata, the eye. I may of the eye self. Kiata ha edota banu lemor, saying, set bounds about Hahar, set bounds about the mount, and sanctify. Ha gebel eta Hahar wi ki dashto. And Jehovah said to him, Wayomer layo Yahuwah, lech raid, go. Get thee down, descend, lack, raid, go, get thee down. With Alita, Ata, with Aharon, Imak. And thou, the eye, shalt come up, and the eye shalt aliyah, the eye, and Aharon, and Aaron with thee, with the eye, lack, raid. With Alita, Ata, with Aharon, Imak, with Ha Kohanim, with Ha'am, Al, Ye, Hersu, La Ilota, Eli Yehovah, Pen, Yif Ram, Pam, but make not the priest with Ha Kohanim. Let not the Kohanim with Ha'am and the people and the arm and the people, let them not break forth. With Ha Kohanim, with Ha'am, Al Yehersu, La Elota Elia, Hua, Pen. But make not the priests and the people break through to come up to aliyah up la elot Eliyahuwah to Jehovah, lest he break forth upon them. Pen yifrat bam. So Moses went down to the people, to Ha'am, and spake to them. Vayered Moshe il ha'am, vayomer
Eleihem.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir Yisrael, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 20. Redemption. Third item, experience. Self known through the revelation of Ha Elohim, through the revelation of the true Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Redemption. Redemption, the third item, experience, self-known, through the revelation of Ha Elohim's Holy Torah, through the revelation of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's holy set apart direction, instruction, teaching, through the revelation of Elohim's Holy Torah. Compare, contrast, Romans chapter 7, verse 7 to verse 24. Ha Torah, the law, the direction, the instruction. First item, the commandments. The fifth or Mosaic covenant. Why daber Elohim? Eit kol ha-devarim ha-ele le-mor. And Elohim spake all these devarim, these words, saying, why daber Elohim? Eit kol ha-devarim ha-ele le-mor. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretz Mitzrayim Mi Beit Eladim. I be he who be. Thy Elohim. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, who brought thee, I, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of the Evadim, out of the house of bondage. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretz Mitzrayim Me Beit Evadim. Lo Yihyeh Leka Elohim Achrim Al Panai. Thou, the I, shalt have no other Elohim before me, before I. Lo yihyeh leka Elohim acherim al panai. Lo ta iseh leka fesel v'kol temuna asher bashamayim miyam al wa asher ba'aretz miyatachat wa asher Bamayim miyatachata la'aret. Thou the I shalt not make to thee I any graven image or any likeness of anything that in heaven above, or that in the earth beneath, or that in the water under the earth. Lo tishatachwe lahem, with lo ta abadem. Lo, tishatachwe lahem, with lo ta abadem, ki anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Elkana pokeda evon avota ala banim ala shileshima wa ala ribaim. Thou, the I, shalt not bow down, shalt not worship thyself to them, nor serve them. Lo tishatachwe lahem. Thou shalt not bow down. Thou shalt not serve to them. Lo tishatachwe lahem velo ata avadeim. Ki anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Elkana poked evona avota ala banim. For I be he who be who he be thy Elohim, a zealous, a jealous, a zealous Elohim. Anoki, Anoki, Yahuwah, Loheka, El, Anna, Anna,
Anna, Anna, Anna, Anna, Anna,
El, Anna, Azelis, Anna, 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 Anna,
Anna,
visiting. Visiting, part 8, visiting the iniquity of the fathers, poke eight, the eon, avot, visiting the iniquity of the fathers, poke eight, eon, upon the children to the third and fourth generation, of them that hate, of them that hate. That hate I. And shewing mercy to thousands of them that love me, that love I, and keep I commandments. We ose chesed lai lafim le o harai ula shomrei. Mitzvotai, and shewing mercy to thousands of them that love I and keep my commandments. Ve'oseh chesed la'lafim le'oharai ula shomrei mitzvotai. Thou, that I shall not take the name of Yahuwah, Jehovah, the I Elohim, in vain. For Yahuwah Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name, in vain. Lo, tisa et hashem Yahuwah Eloheka la shav ki lo lo ki lo yinakeh Yahuwah et hasher yisa et hashemo. La Shalva, 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 Shalva. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh, thy Elohim, in vain. Lo tisa et Hashemi Yahuwah Eloheka la Shalva, la Shalva, la Shalva, la Shalva, Shalva, Shalva. Ki lo yinakeh Yahuwah et Asher yisa et Hashemo la Shalva. La Shawa, La Shawa, La Shawa, La Shawa. For Yahuwah Jehovah Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh Shemot, that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, the Shabbat day, to keep it holy. Zakor et yom hashabbat lekadesho. Remember. Zakor et yom hashabbat. Remember the day, the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day. Zakor et yom hashabbat lekadesho. To keep it set apart. To keep it holy. Likadisho. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Sheshetta yamima ta'evoda with asita kola me laiketeka. Kol me lak me laketeka. 6 days shalt thou labor, sheshetta yamima ta'evoda, asita kola me laketeka, and do all, kol me laketeka, do all that I work, all that I work. But the seventh day, the Shabbat of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God. Thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Yom ha-shavi'i Shabbat la Yahuwah Eloheka. Lo ta'ise kola me'laka ata Ua vinneka, ua viteka, avadeka, wa mateka, u behemteka, we garika, asher bisha areka. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Shabbat to Yahuwah Eloheka. In it thou the eye shall not do any manner of work, Thou the eye, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Of Yom, with Yom HaShavi'i Shabbat. And the day, the seventh, the Sabbath, with Yom HaShavi'i Shabbat, La Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah, the I Elohim, Lo Ta'ise, no work. Kola melaka ata. In it thou shalt not do any manner of work. Lo ta'ise kola melaka ata. Ua vineka, nor thy son u vineka, or thy bineka, the I son. Ua viteka, or thy daughter. U viteka, or the I daughter. Avadeka, nor thy manservant, abdeka, wa imateka, nor thy maidservant, wa mateka, uva behemateka, nor thy cattle, uva hemateka, we garika, nor thy stranger, the garika, asher bishareka, who is, that is, within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahuwah Jehovah made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahuwah Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it and set it apart. Ki yeshesheta yamim asa Yahuwah eta hashamayim veta hareta. Eta hayama weta kola sherbam. Wayanach bayom ha shavii al kain. Berak Yahuwah eta yom ha shabbat. Wayat adeshehu. For in 6 days Jehovah made the heavens and the earth. Ki sheisheta yamim asah Yahuwah eta hashamayim wa eta haaret, the sea, eta hayam, and all that in them is, with eta kol asher pam, and rested on the seventh day. Wayanach. Bayom ha shavii and yanach vayanach and rested bayom ha shavii al kain. Therefore al kain beraki Yahuwah et yom ha shabbat. Wherefore Yahuwah Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day. Al kain berak Yahuwah et yom ha-shabbat, and hallowed it and set it apart. And sanctified and set it apart. Vaikadishehu. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahuwah, that Yahuwah Jehovah, the I, thy Elohim, giveth thee, I. Kaved etavika vetaimeka litma'an ya erikunna ya meka Allah ha edamasher Yahuwah Eloheka noten alak. Anna. Kaved etavika, honor thy father. Kaved etavika, with etaimeka, and Imeka and I mother Kaveda etavika weta Imeka Lima'ana ya rekun ya rekun ya meka al ha edama that thy days may be long upon the edama ha edama upon the land asher Yahweh Eloheka noten lak which Jehovah the I Elohim giveth to thee. Amen. Thou shalt not kill. Lo tirzach. Thou shalt not murder. Lo, lo, tirzach. Lo, tinaf. Lo, tinaf. Thou, for I shall not commit adultery. Lo, lo, tinaf. Lo, tignob. Thou shalt not steal. Lo, lo, tignob. Thou shalt not steal. Lo ta inne bi re'eka aida shaker. Thou, the eye, shall not be a false witness against thy neighbor. Lo ta inne bi re'eka aida shaker. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his man servant, nor his maid servant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything, nor anything, nor anything that thy neighbor, thy neighbor, lo tachmoda beta re'eka, 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 lo tachmoda. Aisheta re'eka, we avdo, wa e amato, we shoro, wa chemoro, we kol asher le re'eka.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
ברוך אתה אדוני.
יום!
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Blessed are the I. O sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And here, here, here for the Shavii, for the Shavii, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up, offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 20, here at verse 18. For the Shavii, the Shavii, the Shavii, for the seventh reading, Aliyah, up offering. We call Ha'am, Ro'im etaha kolota we etaha lapidim, we eta kola ha shofar, we eta hahara ashen, wayari Ha'am, wayanu u, waya amdu me rahok. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet, the noise of the shofar, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar. And all the people perceive. We call Ha'am Ro'im et ha'kolot. And all the people perceive. All the people saw. We call Ha'am Ro'im. The thunderings et ha'kolot. The ha'kolot. The kolot. The thunderings. Taha lapidim. And the lightnings. The lightnings. Et ha'lapidim. With etakolaha shofar and the voice of the shofar. With etakolaha shofar and the voice of the horn, the voice of the ram's horn. With etahahara ashen and the mountain. With etahar and the har, the mountain. Ashen, the mountain, smoking. Vayare ha'am, and the people saw. Vayare ha'am, and the people saw. Vayanu'u, they trembled, and they tremble. Vayanu'u, vayanu'u, and they trembled. Vayamdu me rahok, and stood. Vayamdu, and stood me rahok. And stood may from Rahok, Waya Amdu may Rahok, and stood afar off. And they said to Moshe, speak thou the I with us, with I, and we, I and I will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, with I and I, lest we, I and I die. Vayomru ila Moshe, daber ata, imanu, we nishama'a, we alai dabera, imanu Elohim, pena namut. And they said to Moshe, Vayomru il Moshe, daber ata, speak the I, daber ata, imanu. With us, with I and I, Imanu, Daber Ata, Imanu, Ve Nishma'a, and I and I will hear, Ve Nishma'a, and I and I will Shama'a, I and I will hear, Ve Nishma'a, Ve Ala Yidaber, Imanu, Elohim, but let not Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, speak. Imanu, with us, with I and I. V'ala yidaver Imanu Elohim, pena namut, lest I and I die. Pena namut. And Moses said to Ha'am, to the people, fear not, for Elohim, the true good, the true God. Fear not, for Ha'Elohim, the Elohim, is come to prove you that his fear, his reverence, his respect may be before your faces, in your presence, your perception, that y'all sin not. Vayomer Moshe il Ha'am, ala tirau ki li ba'ibura nasota etkem ba ha'elohim ua ba'ibura tihiyeh yira ato. Allah Pnekem Le Bilti Te Chayau. And Moses, Moshe, said to the people, said to Ha'am, Vayomer Moshe Il Ha'am, Al Tirao. Fear not, Al Tirao. Kia le ba ebura nasota etekem ba ha Elohim. Fear not, for Elohim is come. Ba ha Elohim, for Elohim is come to prove you all. Ki la va evora nasota etchem. Ba ha Elohim, ua va evora tihye yira ato. Allah that his fear, his reverence may be before you all, may be in your perception. Ua va evor tihye yirato al tenehem, that his yirato, his reverence, his respect, Allah Penehem, penechem, may be penechem in your perception, in your faces, in your presences. Le vilti te chetau, that y'all sin not, that y'all don't act up. Al tirau ki alav avura nasota etchem. Ba ha Elohim, uava avura tihye yirato Allah penechem. And the people, Ha'am, stood afar off, and Moses drew near to the thick darkness. And Moses drew near to the thick darkness where Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. Waya moda Ha'am, me rachok aum Moshe, nigasha illa ha'erafel. Asher Sham Ha Elohim, and the people stood afar off. Waya Emod Ha Am Me Rachok, and the people stood Me Rachok afar off. Moshe Nigash Elaha Iravel, and Moses drew near to the Iravel. Nigash Elaha Rafael, to the thick darkness, Asher Sham, where there, Ha Elohim, where Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. And here, for the Maftir, Le Ashkenazim, the Maftir here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Exodus chapter 20, here at verse 22, for the Maftir Le Ashkenazim. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe thus, like this, thou shalt say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, sons of Yisrael, ye, y'all, have seen that I have talked with y'all from heaven. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe, koh tomar el Bnei Yisrael, atem re'item aki yamin ha'ashem mayim di bar ti ki min ha shamayim di bar ti imakem. And Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomeria Yahuwah illa Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moses, thus like this shalt thou say, like this I shalt say, koh tomar to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the children of Israel, il Bnei Yisrael. Atem, y'all, you all, atem, re'item, you all, y'all have seen. Atem, re'item, have seen. Ki, how, min ha'shamayim, how from the heavens. Ki, min ha'shamayim, dibarti, I have talked, imakem, with you all, with y'all. Y'all, ye all, shall not make with me, with I, gods, Elohim of silver, neither shall ye y'all make to you, to y'all, Elohim, gods of gold. And here, the Maftir Le Sephardim, the Maftir reading for this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath, Jethro. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 20, here at verse 24, for the Maftir Le Sephardim, for the Sephardim. Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. An altar of earth thou the eye shall make to me to I, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come to thee, and I will bless thee, and I will bless the eye. Mizbach Edam Taiseli Wea Zavachita Alayua Eta Oloteka Weta She Lameka Eta Soneka Weta Bekareka Bekolaha Makom Asher Azkir Eta Shemi Avoa eleka ua veraketika. An altar of earth, mizabach, edama. An altar of earth, thou I shall make to me, to I. Mizabach, edama, ta iseli. And shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings. With zabachita, alayowa eta oloteka, and thy peace offerings, weeta shalameka, thy sheep, eta soneka, and thine oxen, weeta bekareka. In every place where I cause my name to be mentioned. Bekola hamakom asher azkir eta shemi, I will come avoa eleka to the eye, eleka, avoa eleka, I will come to the eye, man. O veraketika. And bless the eye. U beraketika. And bless the eye. And if thou the eye wilt make eye an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou the eye lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps to mine altar. Thy nakedness, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. And here fulfills the Torah, the Aliyot for this Shabbat Yitro from HaTorah. Kubur le Alu, Kubur Dims, Kubur Hailu, glory be to the Word, glory be to the Sound, glory be to the Power. Kubur le Abinu le Melkeinu, glory be to thy Father, thy King. Kubur le Kedamawi Chayla Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshua ha Moshiach, in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Wa'imru. Amen.
Eloishan Shomer Israel.
Elenoyanu.
Eloishan Shomer Israel.
Elenoyanu.
Eloishan, Shomer Israel.
Elenoyanu.
Eloishan, Shomer Israel.
Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayei olam natei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Noten ha-Torah Sheila.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Joy by thy light, 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 humble lion, and as forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay, 515-602.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam, asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, veratzach b'debreihim, haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, habocher b'torah u'moshe abdo, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
To whom praise is due forever.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 to chapter 7, verse 6. Chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. Fessa ma'ab wa wulim mefessa gadu sahadu umlak. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also Yahweh Buruku sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings with twain. He covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, 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 Kadosh, 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 is Yahweh Zebaoth, is Yahweh of hosts, Buruku. The whole earth is full of his glory, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, and the goose, Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku. Then flew one of the seraphims to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of Yahweh Buruku, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Yahweh Buruku, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted, without inhabited, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And Yahweh have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Chapter 7. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, the king of Yehuda, that Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Ramaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of Dawid, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim, and his heart was moved in the heart of his people, as the trees of wood are moved with the wind. Then said Yahweh to Uzziah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou and Shariashub thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field, and say to him, Take heed and be quiet, fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking firebrands. For the fierce anger of Rezin with Syria and of the son of Ramaliah. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Ramaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, Let us go up against Yehuda and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabaal. Amen. Chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor of the Mighty El, of the Everlasting Ab Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hayu, Kebole Ketamawi Hale Salas, and the Gusta Yes Ethiopia. Yesem Gitachi Minahana Tachi Yeshua. Amen. Shalom.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
You name Jagat and is terrible among men. Even no like the name.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
The whole place is due for help.
You name Jagat and is terrible among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is terrible among men. He then no like your name.
Rastafar when I call him Rastafari.
In Jamaica and the troubles in America and the troubles all around the world for all the people who are oppressed by a system.
Scatter thou the people that delight in.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. When I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Here. We got like 18 minutes just to let ones know here. The New Covenant reading, 18 minutes of the Grace Period here for this first day, Rastafari First Day Service. A.K.A. Sunday service, the blessing for the reading of the New Covenant Scripture.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha'Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha'Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the Universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan renewed covenant reading for RSS number 17, Yitro, Jethro. From the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8, verse 5 through 20. We begin B'shem ha'ab v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8. Yeshua heals the centurion servant. Jesus heals the centurion servant. Verse 5, 6, 7. Hey, wow, Zayin. Vayehi kabau el kaparnachum. Vayegash elayu. Sar mea echad. Vayit hanoin lo lemur. Adoni hine naari nafal limishkab bebeti. Wehul neke abarim unewe ad meod. Why omer Yeshua alayu aboa ur fatiyu. And when Yeshua and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Adoni, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Yeshua said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Adoni, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Yeshua heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily, I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you,
that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Yeshua said to the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Yeshua heals Peter's wife's mother. And when Yeshua was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered to them. When the even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, when Yeshua saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart to the other side. Professed disciples tested. And a certain scribe came and said to him, Rabbi, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Yeshua saith to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Kubrulakalu, Kubruladimtu, Kubrulakhailu, Kubrulakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos. Blessed, beautifully good first day here, first day service, Sunday service, fulfilling this 17th sabbatical study, Jethro, Yitro. More to come, but there's a word in the Torah reading and feeding. I would like to share this with this tune right here as a kind of a rhema, like from the scripts where it says, man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth, the idea of proceedeth, every rhema word, like right now word. Right here, Exodus chapter 19, verse 21, 1921, what a year. And Jehovah said to Moshe, go down, charge the people, lest they break through to Jehovah to gaze, and many of them perish. That word there, mine, I have a Kalunji tune right here. No time to gaze, and a Rastafari sound right here. Exodus 19:21. Moshe is charged and told to go down and charge the people, lest they break through to Jehovah and gaze. So hear the word, hear it. And now time to gaze. Yes, I.
Just to make yourself prepare, I'm turning over borders and frontier. I and I ain't just here. What's enough? Yes, I do. Yeah. There is no time to gaze. Some come to story to patch I call up for being the man creator. They left giants them way high. Being the youth in a hurry, I'm not coming yourself to waste out your days, y'all. No kiss for them all guys. Them come to story top watch I corrupt every being human creator. Tell them change them ways. Bingy youth hurry up because I think Selassie I see your blessing now stretch out. So King Selassie I no more rocking on the boat. Things are get ready on the western coast. And up for them are dead your might think say a joke. Them have the money and see them chart out. I come to separate the sheep from the goat. Looking at the hip to see how about it out. Give them the chalice and them end up a talk. Yeah, I'm on
the fire, then I who want the smoke. Give the youth the culture, cause I eat me and promote. Them must come together as a parry and a joke. No take no talk, you must be sending my face. Them come for story to a corrupt what the thinking my creator. Tell them open up their eyes. Get a youth in a hurry up because I can't sell the man of praise, yo. You know, she said them are gays. Them come for story to a corrupt what the thinking you create, yo. So that's the open every gate. Thinking you can hurry up because me not come, yo. Be still coming, no, them gone. Just see the earth, me plant food and corn. The youth come first, so me no let me farm. I see the dead, them won't make them a son. Babylon be still, and allow me make me go on. Up on the hill, no dirty walk, me not perform. Trying to make journey get redder than warm. The youth them cut all the slave master land. I do nothing, forget the bloody money in our palm. We not done come. You must listen to my guys. Them come to throw it up a corrupt what the thing you must create, no. Tell them change them ways. Dingy you can hurry up, no come your coffee ways. So we days, no. You must listen to my guys. Them come to throw it up a corrupt what the thing you must create, no. Tell them open up them ways. Dingy you can hurry up, no come your coffee. So do I the honor, give the youth the measurement. Educate them right, feed them upliftment. I no secular, no give I no settlement. I run the policies, a bigger judgment. What's the result from your conference? No solution, you can't use you and your friends. Babylon lads, come to an end. Babylon the fake, going down again. Lightning message, slap England. Burn them to us, them a pollution land. Lightning message, up in a defense of gun. Find them a fight for King Selassie position. Take them your message to the Ethiopian. Tell them Emperor Selassie is the almighty man. Lightning message to every nation. To King Selassie, I bow the generation. Me tell them, say, you know this on them okay. Them come to story to a corrupt what the bingy man creator. Tell them change them ways. Bingy you can hurry up, no come your coffee gaze. Those be days, yo. You know this on them okay. Them come to story to a corrupt what Selassie I creator. Tell them open up them eyes. Bingy you can hurry up, cause I King Selassie. Yo, Ethiopia, no stress boat. To King Selassie, I no more rocking on the boat. Things are get ready on the western coast. No for them I think, nothing say a joke. Babylon full of money and still them can't float. I come to separate the sheep from the goat. Looking at the east to see how who about it out. Give them the talents and them end up a talk. Can't take the herbs, them run guts not talk. If I had the fire, then I who had the smoke. Give them the
No time to gaze. Exodus chapter 19, verse 21. And hear also the words of his majesty regarding the 10 words, the 10 commandments. So here we got like 6 minutes, y'all, but I'll get into the metaphysics of the name. There's a little bit more on the Anshe Hail, the men of Hail, Hail, like Haile Selassie, the word sound, Afro-Semitic word sound, hear. Many ones, the ones have said is, you know, not Hebrew and tried to, you know, make a division between this Ethiopian Hebrew, you know, oneness right here. And we're just going into the scripts and finding it here and there. So right here, the Ten Commandments, Artis Waliki right here. Love this relic right here on the Ten Commandments. No time to gaze, but he commands the people to hear, give ear, hear. Some will say seen, but the Irish says hear. Yes, I.
Right. Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kudus Paulus. Yalo, tasasata kal aydinim.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, Have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan Inya Gzar Mist Nando Huro Yemenak.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in.
I don't know. Quelle des madame vous
Licky right there with Ten Commandments. We don't need no Babylon laws. All we know is Jah, Ten Commandments, and the word sound of Garmawi Karamawi, Halasalase. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. So here, let's ride up right here for this 17th sabbatical. Jethro, Moses's Ethiopian Hebrew, Midianite father-in-law right here. What is in the name? Since we're in the second book of Moshe, Hebraically known as Shemot. Shemot means the names. And also we have the revelation of the Hashem of the name, Yahweh, right here. So here, Jethro.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The metaphysics of... Shemo, his name right here.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. So here for this 17th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have Jethro in the English, Yitro from the Hebrew, Yotor in the Ethiopic. So here we have Jethro here for this 17th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have Jethro. So this Torah portion is named after a personal person, we can say. There's a few Torah readings and feedings that are named after an individual. Now, this is quite rare in our Torah reading and feedings, but whenever it does occur, there is significance that needs to be received and recognized. Why? The question is, why is this Torah reading and feeding here picking up the 18th chapter, right, of the second book of Moshe here at the 17th Torah reading and feeding that is called Jethro. Now, in the Hebrew, we say Yitro for the name Yitro. Ethiopically, we have it as Yotor. Now, what's interesting about the name and the word, the Hebrew word, Yeter, getting to the root Yeter, get to the root Yeter. Yeter, as a root word, can have different forms. Depends on its construction, what we call in the Hebrew the binyanim. Not binyamin, Benjamin, but the binyanim. Depends on the build, also depends on the diktuk, you know, the grammar. What are we seeking to say? So here we're going to zoom in on the metaphysics of the name, Jethro, in the Hebrew Yitro, Ethiopically speaking, Yotor. What is Yotor? Right now, first of all, we get to the very root. Again, it's the root of the name. We have the Yod, right, the Tau, and the Resh, the Hebrew, the Y, the T, and the R at the very root. So here for the metaphysics, here for this 17th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong on Yitro. Now here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, we have Jesser. We have the names Jesser, which is related to Jethro, and we have Jetur. So one is Jether, J-E-T-H-E-R. The next is Jethro, here for this 17th sabbatical study, Shabbat Jethro, Sabbath Jethro, Shabbat Yitro, Senbet Yotor, Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O. And then we also have, within the scriptures, names of other persons coming from the same root as Jethro. We have Jetur, J-E-T-U-R. We have J-E-T-U-R. Now, in the English, the J-E-T-U-R, it seems to be related, you know, when reading the English, but here we're just going to seek to check right here. Just give me one moment right here, just to check right here, because in the Hebrew, we have, for example, two A sounds, right? There are different S sounds. There is a hard, you know, we say a hard, more emphatic T sound. There is a soft, there's a Tau, right? And there's a Tate, Tau and Tate, right? Or some might say Tav and Tet, right? But there's Tau and Tate. So that means that in the English, they would seem similar. From the English perspective, it would seem similar, but not the same. So here, looking up, okay, so we can eliminate, let's eliminate the last and focus on these two here. Jetur is actually Yitur. So it's Yod Tate, Wow, and Resh, or the root Yod Tate Resh. Here for Jethro, we have Yod Tau, Yod Tav, Yod Tau, and Resh. So just make that distinction right there. Some sounds in English, when we say a T sound, it could be the soft T sound, the tau, or it could be the tate. Tate has a tate sound. So yetor is a different name. We can eliminate that name right there when you look in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. There's two names here. There is Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O, and this is related to J-E-T-H-E-R. So J-E-T-H-R-O is related in the root to J-E-T-E-R, not to J-E-T-U-R. That name there, hebraically, is a different name. It may seem similar in English, because both of them have jet, you know, Jetur, but that's actually Yitur. Here we have Yitro, and Yeter. It's a soft T sound, it's a tau, it's not a tate, more emphatic. So here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, beginning off with Jether in the English, J-E-T-H-E-R, Yeter. Hebraically defined as to have a surplus. Now, what's interesting, looking at this Hebraically, let's look at this Hebraically right here. When we go to the Hebrew and we look at the name Yeter means remainder in Hebrew. Yeter. So here the Hebrew meaning to have surplus, left over, redundant, abundant, preeminent, excellent, remainder, remnant, i.e. in S, that's to say, saying remnant, excess, left over. So what's in the name? Right? What's in the name? Yitro, right? Hebraically, be'ivrit from the Hebrew or the Yehudit comes from the yeter. At that root, yeter, to have surplus, left over, redundant, abundant, preeminent, excellent, remainder, remnant, i.e. in S, that is to say, excess left over, because in the Hebrew, yeter means more. So yeter in the Hebrew is also not just a name in Yitro, but it's also a part of Hebrew speech, and it means more, or in a sense like to be better or having more. Like we have more excess, remainder, abundance, in a sense like rest, but rest in a sense like surplus. So when looking at the length here, just looking up even in the modern Hebrew usage, like the ancient Hebrew use, this word has a sense of more, right? They're bringing out the sense of more or excess, remainder, abundance, surplus. Also in a certain sense, rope, cord, rein, right? Hypotenuse in mathematics, we say the yeter is the hypotenuse. But as a prefix, yeter can have the sense of over, something being over, something being hyper, something being like super, like when we say over such and such, or hyper such and such, or super such and such, or ultra such and such, can be related to yeter in the Hebrew. So who was yeter? Yeter is at the root of Yitro. So looking up in the KJV, in the translation, you'll find a name, J-E-T-H-E-R. This is linked to J-E-T-H-R-O. Here in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, the 17th sabbatical, we have Shabbat Yitro, Senbet Yotor. We also have the Yotor root of it as well within the Binyanim, the Hebrew construction. But here, Jether. Who is Jether? From the phi cycle to the meta-phi cycle, the metaphysical, from the basic, the peshat, the plane, right? Father-in-law, Chotein, of Moshe. Moses' father-in-law, his Chotein, Chotino. He's called Yitro or Jethro in the text. And in the marginal notes in some Bibles, he's called Yeter or Jesser in the margin in Exodus chapter 4, verse 18. We have a second Yeter, and he was the eldest son of Gideon in Judges, in Shoftim, Judges chapter 8, verse 20. Then we have a third Yeter in the scriptures. He is called, quote, the Ishmaelite, end quote, father of Amasa in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 17. Then we have a fourth Yeter in the scriptures. He was son of Yada or Jada of the tribe of Yehuda or Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 32. And here we have a fifth, right, Yeter in the scripture, a son of Ezra, a Judahite, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 17. Now, in 2 Shemuel, in 2 Samuel 17:25, Amasa's father is called Ithra, I-T-H-R-A, Yitra, or Ithra. He's called Ithra. So that's the basic phi cycle, because you can't get to the metaphi cycle without having that groundation, right? And the groundation is the phi cycle, the earthly type before the heavenly type. We could say the natural type, so to speak, for the supernatural type. So first, the plain meaning, like the Moshiach, Yeshua said, if I, you know, show you earthly, but, you know, show you earthly things, right? So he shoot earthly things so we can see the metaphysical of the heavenly, the higher things. So here the metaphysics, right? The metaphysics of Yeter. For the significance of Yeter or Jether, the Ishmaelite, the father of Amasa, see and refer in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary to Ithra, I-T-T-H-R-A. So the English spells it as I-T-H-R-A, but knowing the Hebrew, that would be like Yitra. Also building on the Hebrew Binyanim. The Binyanim, not the Binyamin, not Yamin, but Yanin, talking about building, right? Or for Binyan, building, right? In the construction, Hebraically speaking. So it says here, for the significance of Jether, the Ishmaelite, the father of Amasa, see Ithra. For the significance of Jether, priest of Midian, and father-in-law of Moshe, of Moses, see Jethro, Yitro. The other men by this name also represent exalted thoughts in consciousness, higher heights, as the Ainai Rastafari say, higher heights, exalted thoughts in consciousness. Thus, the meaning at the Hebrew root, preeminent, Yeter. Right? Excellent, Yeter, and thoughts of abundance, Yeter, of abundance, to have a surplus, Yeter, to be redundant, Yeter, right? To be redundant. So that is the Yeter, the Jether name, and that's related to Yitro, because in the margin of some Bibles concerning the father-in-law of Moshe, who is called Jethro, Yitro, in the text, Jether, Yeter is used in the margin concerning Shemot or Exodus chapter 4, verse 18. Now here, forward to Yitro. For this Shabbat, Yitro. This Sabbath, Jethro. Senbet, Yotor. So what is in the name Hebraically, Be'ibrayist, you know, in Be'ibrit, in the Hebrew, in the Yehudit, Yitro. Yitro. His abundance. So now in the form of Yeter abundance, Yitro, his abundance. So here's some of the construction. Paying attention, you can see some of the basics of the Hebrew construction and see the pattern. Yeter at the root, Yitro, his abundance, Yitro, his superiority, Yitro, his preeminence, his excellence, Yitro. Also, Yotor, right, or Yitro, coming from Yeter. Yeter also means rope, right? So there's a few words for rope, right? There is chaval or chaval. There is avot, right? Avot. And there's also Yeter, used for rope, also cord, right? So Yeter also means rope, cord, and rain. As we also mentioned, mathematically speaking, from a Hebrew perspective, to refer to in mathematics what is called a hypotenuse, also we refer to that as the yeter, the yeter. So in the sense of yitro, his cords. So I'm speaking of his cords, his ropes, his reins. We're speaking, i.e., in S, of the nerves and the tendons. So I'm speaking of nerves and tendons, his cords, yitro. So who was yitro? He was priest, not a... You know, he was a Hebrew priest. I want to emphasize that there because some of the other Yehudi, the other Jews, because Median and the Ethiopic and the Ethiopian relationship in the narrative here, even Moshe's Ethiopian wife, not getting into the detail, but there's a link with the Medianite and the Ethiopian idea from the scripture. And some of the latter-day Jews, especially some of the Ashkenazian European white Jews, they like to add this, say, he was a pagan priest. We strike that, firebun that. He was a pagan priest. He was of another nation, of the Midianite nation, but the Midianites are linked to Abraham scripturally, biblically, because Abraham's third wife was Keturah. They had six sons, and one of them is Midian. And it's interesting because Moshe, he buck up upon Yitro, after he buck up upon his daughters, you know, he met, you know, Yitro, right, because of the daughters, and he's called in the narrative priest of Midian. And Moses spends 40 years out there, and while he's tending the sheep, the flock of his father-in-law, Chotino, Yitro, right, is where we get the revelation of HaMalach, right, in the bush, right, the revelation in Hasaneh, right, the revelation in Hasaneh, in the bush, in the burning bush revelation, right? And also here, after everything that the 600,000 men of Israel, plus the hundreds of thousands of women and children and all the mixed multitudes saw, we have Yitro, the priest, the Kohen, Midian, being the first to say Baruch Yahuwah, to bless Jehovah. Right? This is very, very significant. So we will not regard him as a pagan, this latter-day Romanist, Vaticanian, papal. This is a papal, pagan is a papal term. In other words, pagan in its true orientation in this world means that if you're not under the Pope, then you're a pagan. That's how they view it in this world, in this times of the Gentiles. So strike that word. It doesn't appear in the King James Bible. The context is totally off with it. Pagan basically means one who dwells in the countryside, as urban means one who dwells in the city. So you can have an Israelite that's Torah observant who's in the countryside. You can have an Israelite that's Torah observant who's in the city. So that terminology is garbage. So Jethro is a priest. He's a Hebrew priest of Midian. And we can bring this out from the relation to Moshe and the relation here in the text and what he does right here in this Shabbat Yitro. Yitro, Jethro, priest of Midian, Chotein of Moshe, father-in-law, Chotein of Moses. We know this from Exodus, from Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. He is called Yeter, he's referred to as Yeter in the margin of Exodus 4 and 18. And this is because in the Hebrew, Yitro, right, etymologically comes from the root yeter, right? Also referred to Exodus here. So compare Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 with Exodus chapter 18, verses 1 to 12, where we're at right here for this Shabbat Yitro, Senbet Yotor, right, for Sabbath Jethro. So that's the basic phi cycle, the basic groundation. Now here to the meta phi cycle, the metaphysical, Jethro, Yitro. What does it mean, Chabarim Sheli, Shelan? What does this mean, Yitro? Jethro means his excellence, his Yeter, Yitro, his excellence, his superiority, his abundance. What does Midian mean? Midian means judgment. As we say, Kol Medina, and when we hear Medina and Midian, is etymologically related in the Afro-Semitic. But Midian, in this context here, means judgment. And Horeb, 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 Horeb means solitude. Horeb. Where was the mount? We have Sinai on this side, and then we have Horeb right on that side. So Sinai, Sinai, right? Hasineh, Sinai, and Horeb is related. So Horeb means solitude. Yitro, his abundance, his excellence, his superiority. Midian, judgment, and Horeb, Horeb, solitude. So the metaphysical, metaphysical, the higher Targum or Targum interpretation of Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, is that we, I and I, have to go into the solitude, the Horeb of the inner, the Horeb of the inner, and lead our flock, the flock of thoughts, to the back of the Midbar, the back of the wilderness, where dwells the Exalted One, Yahuwah Echad, Ahadu Amlak, the Divine, the Ivine, I Am, the Ehyeh, Ehyeh, the one who says, I Am, he who be, who he be, who says, Ehyeh, the Ivine, I Am, the Ivine, we could say the Ivine Ego, right, whose kingdom, right, whose Mamlekot, Malkut, right, you say the Malkut, whose kingdom is good judgment. So the I Am, he who be, who he be, the Exalted One, Yahuwah Echad, the One, Ahadu, the Ivine, Ehyeh, right, whose kingdom is good judgment, whose Mengis, in the Amharic we say Mengis, in the Hebrew Malkut, his Malkut, Malkuto, is good judgment. There, we, I and I, are in training as Moshe, as Moses, was in training for 40 years. 40 years, or either 40 years, or either or, whichever one comes first, the 40 years, or until we arrive, until I and I arrive at a four-sided or balanced state of mind. So here we're pointing, here's where the link with the true cross and the finding of the true cross, as well as the plus sign, the vertical horizontal relationship, the Tav we have in the Hebrew, the Tav, the Tau, Taue, right? And also in this Torah reading and feeding, the giving, right, of the Esaret HaDibarim, right? The giving of the ten words right here, and the link with the four-sided. The four-sided is the true cross. The four-sided or the balance, the four-sided or balance state of mind. This is the connection right here with Yitro right here, with Jethro. Now let's note as well that there's other names associated with Yitro, with Jethro, namely Reuel is associated, and also Hobab is also associated with Yitro. Now, one of the names of Jethro is Reuel, Reuel. This is how he's first introduced, Reuel. But now we have Hobab. Some confuse or confound Hobab, you know, and even we had to do our study to say, well, is Hobab actually Yitro, Jethro? It seems like he's related to Jethro, but what it really is that Hobab seems to be the brother-in-law, right, the brother-in-law of Moshe. So we have the brother-in-law, but he comes up in Numbers, right, in the fourth book here. We're still in the second book here, and here we're in the Torah reading and feeding, Vayishma, right, Yitro, and Jethro heard, because faith, the true emuna, true imnet, comes by hearing, and hearing by the Dibrei Elohim. He heard that word, he heard that good news. And out of over 600,000 sons, B'nai Yisrael, he is the first, right, to bless he who be, who he be, Baruch Yahuwah. Right? He said, Baruch, blessed be, as we say even to this day, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. And this is the root of this, even in the Amidah, and even in the Torah observant and faithful Yehudi and the HaYehudim practice of our faith and liberty. But here we have the priest of Midian, the father-in-law, father in Torah, right? Father-in-law of Moshe, right? Coming forward, right? After hearing the good news of the Exodus to bless he who be hui be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch, blessed be he who be who he be, and to sacrifice to him in the presence of the elders of Kol Yisrael.
Baruch Adonai Jah Rastafari Kedemari Hadassalasi.
Our is the law. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadesho. כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Yes, 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 the Hebrew highlight of the 10 words. Yes, I hear for the Sabbath seal, for this first day here, the Sabbath seal. Psalm is also a baraka or a blessing right here. Psalm 144, as we seal up the Sabbath and begin with the first day, the work week, and a Shavua Tov, a good seven. Yes, I.
Rastafari.
Rastafari.
And what Jethro says is the key right here to Psalm 144, Sabbath seal psalm. Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Rastafari, God bless thy keep the eye, cause his face his grace to shine on the eye and I and I. Give I and I Yeshua Shalom. Yes, I, a strong seven for the upcoming Shavuah, the upcoming strong. Keep it strong in Yahweh, truth and life. Yes, yeah, so here there's a revelation at Mount Sinai for this 17th. So on the outro, look who reasoning to share right here, here, here. Moses in that mountain, fire, hot, hot. Yes, sir.
Fire, hot. Indeed. Fire, hot. Fire, hot. Fire, hot. Yeah, hot. Yeah, hot. Indeed. So terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
Fire, hot.
Indeed.
Fire, hot. Fire, hot.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look at sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Indeed, the assembly of the firstborn. That's from Hebrews. And overstanding this right here in Torah helps I and I to overstand Hebrews. So hail up to the brothers and the sisters, the assembly of the firstborn. And I want to hail up, yes, I, Ross David Q, hail up. I want to link the eye as well. Just a shout out right there, Viva, but to all the Havarim here, revelation at Mount Sinai, a reasonment right here on the outro. Shavua Tov, yes, I, a strong seven, a good strong to come. Malkama Hud.
Oh, shalom, Shabbat shalom, Sendet salam. There's a few key words in this Torah portion, along with the very name Yitro, or Bamarinya, Yotor, Jethro. So we're here with Jethro in the revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, at Mount Sinai. So here in this Jethro Torah portion, Moses is Midianite or Ethiopian father-in-law. And we recall also the previous sabbatical, Beshalach. They told how Paro, his armies, they pursued the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and were drowned in the Yam Suf by the Yad of Yahuwah. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Now, initially delighted over their new Chofesh, or Charut, or Charet, right, from bondage, from the Abadim, right, in Egypt, the Beit Abadim, the rescued people and the soon-to-be, we could say, nation, because of the birth of a nation, soon began complaining about the hardships of life, Bamidbar, in the desert, in the wilderness. Now, Yahweh, he who be who he be, was gracious, however, and he provided water and manhu, manna. What is it? Angels' bread from Shamayim, the place of the heavenly waters, to meet ha'am's, the people's needs. So then we have this Torah portion that begins, Yishma'a, Yitro, Jethro, explaining that he is the Kohen, Midian, and the Chotain, Moshe, that he is the priest of Midian. So some would look at, how do we see Jethro? How is Jethro seen? Some of the Jews, right, the Khazarians, and also other Jews, not just to point them out, but they're the main ones, right, might look at Jethro as a pagan or a heathen, they often. Now, what are these terms? We got to really define the boundaries, lines, and definitions. So we say pagan, not found in Scripture. Heathen is found, but that heathen and nations and Gentiles basically refers to nations. Let's just make it very, very simple. Pagan is, in a pejorative sense, we understand. We say, yeah, Babylonians, they're pagans. But pagans, they're really urbanites. They're urban. They're about the city. They're about the city. So pagan means belonging to the countryside. But whether it's a pagan in the pejorative sense, so forth and so on, Yitro, Jethro, was a Hebrew. And we have the proof in the Torah portion is the proof that Jethro, Moses' Ethiopian father-in-law, was a Hebrew too. He's a Hebrew. And the proof is right here. So to call Jethro a pagan in the pejorative sense is wrong. Right. Heathen, as far as he was of another nation, in a kind of a technical sense, we could it's kind of blurred there because of Amos 9 and 7. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? But it's not just because he was a skin folk, in other words, from Abraham and Abraham's third wife, Keturah, but because he was a kinfolk in spirit and in truth, of that same spiritual seed, because Vayishma Yitro, Jethro, he heard, right? He heard, Jethro heard. Notice what they do. They say Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law. Really, in the Hebrew, it's Vayishma Yitro, and Jethro heard. Right, he heard. Now, who is Jethro? Of course, they put that way for, you know, the conventions of the English language. But it might not seem so clear. Right, it might not seem so clear, right, at first here. So we got to take heed to how we hear. So this is why we study. So Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, the Midianite, the priest of Midian, his Ethiopian Hebrew father-in-law had heard Vayishma. So we call this the Shema of Jethro. Right, this is the Shema of Jethro. He heard how Ha Elohim had blessed his son-in-law and his kinsmen by delivering them from the downpression in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, on the grid, on the lockdown, in the city, right? And went to Rephidim to meet with him in a place called Rephidim. Jethro, or Yitro, also brought Moshe's wife. So here's a few questions in this Torah portion, perhaps with the Mishnah or for brothers and sisters. You know, maybe take down these questions, hear it now or hear it in the rebroadcast or on-demand listening. It's free, brothers and sisters. Take advantage of that. Also, shalom to those far and near and those who are in the live streaming hearing this as well. Be sure to, you know, link. Amen. Be sure to link with I and I as well, you know, through the social media as well, so one can stay up on, you know, the new posts, because I like to get into a lot of this even in a little more detail and everything. But, you know, time will tell. Yes, I, Rastafari. So we have Jethro right here. A few questions concerning Moses and this particular Torah portion. Now, the Jethro, just to note this, Jethro and the book of Ecclesiastes, what prophet connection? We begin off with the Jethro and, you know, the Jethro and the Shema. Why Shema? Shema Yisrael. Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad. Why is that so important? Why is the Shema hearing?
How is hearing connected with obedience is the question that you should ask yourself, and take a note of this. That hearing is connected with obedience, shema, to hear. Right? The hearing is also connected with a sense of the feeling as well. So the shema, right? That's the important first word of this Torah portion, just to get kind of a groundation, the first thing, right? And now, who is Jethro? What does the name Jethro mean? So now, the first peshat, the first plain reading we have here is that Jethro, right, Moses' father-in-law, the priest of Midian, he brought Moses' wife Zipporah. So I began to just meditate and ask, was Moses and his wife, were they legally, according to Torah, separated? Right. Were they here reuniting? Was Moses and his wife Zipporah, were they separated? Were they having issues, custody issues, certain type of issues? And in a sense, they kind of were, but some of that has been, as we say, you know, there are some parts that have been redacted. Some parts of the narrative have been redacted, but there's enough there for the wise to say, did the Exodus cause marital difficulties for Moshe and his wife and his Ishet? Right, the bloody husband, remember the bloody husband remarks, all of that right there. So, as we said, some parts of the Torah were redacted, whether by the Levim, whether by the Kohanim, whether by the Sofarim, you know, certain areas were. Now, how do we know that Jethro is a Hebrew? This is the claim that we make. We're also making the claim that he's an Ethiopian, right, in the original sense of a Tobian. Right, in the original context and sense of a Tobian. How do we know that Jethro was a Hebrew? That Jethro, a Hebrew too, how do we know? Well, really, we got it right here in the beginning of this Torah portion, the 17th, of Vayishma'a Yitro, and he heard. He expressed that Hebrew faith by the hearing and the receiving of the word, and in the deed, and how he acted, and what did he act upon. We have that sacrifice there, Moshe, and with the 70 elders, right, at Rephidim. This is prior to the revelation at Har Sinai. Remember, there's about 44 days their journey, right? So this is like a 44-day after in the transition, the 44-day, and this is one of the heights events right here. Jethro, the visit of Jethro, the return, or we could say the reuniting of Moshe with his wife. As we ask, were they? I think they were. Moses and his wife were lawfully and legally separated. A question, was there no sin till Sinai? We're asking that question here, hopefully to unpack this more on the ear and the eye. Can we say it is true that there was no sin till Sinai? And that is for the B'nai Yisrael, for the Hebrews, the Ha'ibrim, and for the B'nai Yisrael, that there was no sin. Or more correctly, that sin was not accounted, if you will, sin was not accounted to them till the Torah. Till the Torah revelation, right? Till the Torah revelation. So putting forward a couple of first reasonings just right at the outset in connection with the opening, this opening first verse here. Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that Hashem had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and how Jah, had brought Israel Mitzrayim out of Egypt. So Jethro brought Moses' Ishet, his Oset, Zipporah, Zipporah, that connection as well. Give thanks when the Mifdeya for the Yifti of RastafariRenaissance.com. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe and donate as well to I and I co-laborers who also labor on this platform here on the Ear and the Irish. So,
Jethro brought Moses' wife, Zipporah, Sephora, and his two sons, Gershom and Eliezer, all of whom had apparently returned to Midian before the exodus of the Israelites. Now, upon their reunion, Moses told his father-in-law all that Hashem had done to Paro and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardships that had come upon them in the way, and how Elohim had delivered them. Yitro, upon hearing Vayishma'a Yitro, he rejoiced. Baruch Yahuwah, he blessed he who be who he be, Hashem. And he offered sacrifices, which were then communally, here's the key of that Hebrew fraternity, here's the key, communally it was eaten, they supped. They shared the bread and the chalice, right, with Moshe's brother Aharon and the elders of Israel, the Ziknei Israel, right, the elders of Israel. Now, the following day, upon seeing Moses, right, that was a visit, you know, that visit, that eve, that spend that time. Then the following day, Jethro, he saw his son-in-law Moshe, right, sitting as judge, right, sitting as shofet, right, as judge. Remember that question that the Hebrew that had done the other Hebrew the wrong when they were still in Mitzrayim in the earlier part of Exodus said, "Who hath made you a sar where shofet?" Who has made you a sar, where shofet, a sar and a shofet, a judge? Well, here we clearly see, right, that that's the reality, you know, who has made you. It's the fact. It is what it is. He who be who he be, it be what it be, right? So the next day, the reality of how Moshe was living, and here we call this part Moshe doing too much, or we ask the question, you know, the Q4C, the question for the Chabarim, was Moshe doing too much? Question, was Moses doing too much? I mean, isn't this what Yitro, his father-in-law, when he saw him beset with the concerns of Ha'am, of the people, of Kol, Ha'am, of all the people? Kulam. Yitro, he wisely advised. Here, Jethro, Moses' Ethiopian father-in-law, he gives good advice, right? Give good counsel, right? That counsel, that wonderful counsel. Maybe that's another Ethiopian, that Ethiopian connection, right? Even like Abinu Melkenu, even the King of Kings, that good counsel and advice. Get a copy, brothers and sisters, of Selected Speeches. If you don't have a copy of Selected Speeches, brothers and sisters, please get a copy. Right, or at least look at the PDF, the soft copy, you know? We're going to be referring to it. The advice to judges is very, very important. It's crucial. Here we insert as a note, advice to judges from Selected Speeches of His Imperial Majesty, Abinu Melkenu, the wonderful counselor. So here Jethro, the Hebrew, right, he wisely advised that a hierarchy of judges, now here is a resort to the ancient federal system. Right, the ancient system of the shofs, the shofs, the shaufs, the shofs, the shashu, shasu, shasu, shashu, the shofs, like heck, the heck shofs. Right, the heck is shepherd, because if you look at the glyph, right, it's the shepherd's crook. Right, the heck, right, and it also refers to prince. Right, in the Hetkapetah in Egypt and Gibbets, right, as the prince. So when they asked Moshe, when the Hebrew, the wrongdoing, quote, so-called Hebrew, probably was one of the Hebrew Israelites, maybe the ISUPK, the home of that, right? You know, when he had reproached, right, Moshe and said, who have made you a sar where shofet? Now here we see that fulfillment of that sar, right? And even that Asa aspect in Moshe, after all, Moshe was Elohim. He was a God, Elohim to Paro, right? And his brother, Aharon, was his Nabiya, right? Was his prophet. Amen? Amen. So Hem, right? Hem. Ham, Hem in the Hebrew, Hem. Right, them, him, them, representing who, he who be, who he be. Now here we have Moses sitting to judge and hemmed in, right? When I say hemmed in, from morning to evening, he sat and he heard the cases, right? Now this is the reality post-Exodus, the reality, you know, the social situation, right? The society, the social construct, you know, not virtual media, you know, like we have the virtual and social media today, but this is the media right here, right? In real time, with all the people, with whatever concerns man and man or man and woman or ones and ones had, they came to Moshe. And Jethro wisely counseled his son-in-law, right? Jethro, he wisely counseled that you need the Shoftim system, reminded him of that ancient system. And here now is the Hebrew and the Hek-Shaus connection. Here we have the Hebrew Hek-Shaus connection. And even as we get into the etymology of the Hebrew along with the Egyptian, it will really connect the dots, right? So we can see a fuller picture as they understood it, right? In the context of the scripture. So the hierarchy of judges to help him, to assist him, to bear the burden of governing the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Thereby, this would free Moses to be a more effective intercessor, Lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be who he be. Now, Moshe, he agreed to his father-in-law, right, Chotain, right, advice. And then Jethro, we find that Jethro, Yitro, after tendering this advice, he returns to his home in Midian. Now Jethro, this should be noted, Yotor, right, Bamarinya, Yotor, very interesting looking at the Ankh of the toe Ankh that we have there. Yitro is highly revered in traditional Jewish tradition and custom as what they call a ger tzedek, right? A ger tzedek, right? A righteous convert or a righteous sojourner, right? Now, according to the Midrash, right, the ancient Judaic teaching, right, Jethro's original name was Yeter. Yeter means remainder. Right. See, Yitro was a remainder, right? He was like the remnant, the elect in the sense of the remnant of the true Yahweh worshippers from the Tobia, from the mountains of the moon, the Kui land, the God land, Tobia, Ethiopia, because this is where the Yahweh, the Yah, right, where Yah worship came from, right, at that root of the waters, as it was Bereshit in the beginning, right? So Jethro's name is said to be originally Yeter, which means remainder, in that sense, like a remnant, and it was changed, it said, by Hashem, to Yitro, his abundance, his remainder, his profit in a sense, because like I said, the connection with Yitro, Jethro, and the Hebrew book of Ecclesiastes is very, very important. 10 times within 9 verses in Ecclesiastes do we find the link, the key link with the name Jethro, the Hebrew name Jethro, or the Hebrew name Yitro, which is Jethro, within Ecclesiastes, or Yitron, which would translate, my Yitron, what prophet, my Yitron, what prophet is it? So it's an interesting connection right there. Now, the general idea, right, the general idea of Jethro, is a key link with the children of the Ethiopians, even from the beginning. Now, there's an extra wow or vav. Some say vav, we say wow, right? The letter W, right? The Hebrew W at the end of his name that suggests that the entire episode involving the appointment of the ancient federal system, the Hebrew federal system, right? The system of the Shosh, the Shofs. Right, Iusifs, the Sifs and the Shofs, like Iusif, Yosef, the Sifs, the Shofs, the Hek, Shaus, the Shasu, the Shashu, right, the judges, was added to HaTorah to honor him. Ironically, Yitro, right, some say, is considered to be the father of the Sanhedrin, which is the Judaic, we have the council or the great assembly. It's an interesting word. We know it in a sense from a more pejorative usage in the Brit Chadash, right? That particular Sanhedrin. But that's the connection with the elders that we have. So after the third new moon, just proceeding forward, brothers and sisters, with this 17th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding Nine Ayin and Rastafari sabbatical studies, sabbatical strong, run, go tell your friend, post it to your social media that we're here on the blog, talk radio, on the air and in the iris, here live, and like, share, and subscribe, don't hate, donate. Now, after the third new moon, right, the third new moon, after leaving Mitzrayim, Egypt, the lockdown, leaving being on the grid, Egypt would represent the grid, the urban. Now, where they went was really to the pagan or to the countryside, really to the midbar, the wilderness. But at the third moon, the first day of the month of what's known as Sivan, the Israelites, they encamped opposite of Har Sinai, of Mount Sinai, the place where Moshe, this is the place where Moshe was initially commissioned, where he was co-missioned. Moses ascended, he aliyed the mountain, and there Hashem commanded him to tell the leaders, the elders and the leaders, the Roshe, the Hebrew uses the term Roshe, like the Rasis, the Roshe, the leaders of Israel, that if they would shema, if they would shama, if they would hear, if they would give ear and hear, right, the Yahweh, he who be, we be, to hear Jah and keep his covenant, his Al Kidan, his word agreement, his Berit, Berito, right, then they would be Mamleket Kohanim, a goy kadosh, right? A holy nation, a kingdom of priests, Mamleket Kohanim, and a holy nation, a goy kadosh. After delivering the message, the people responded. The response of the people, they proclaimed all that the Yahweh, that Adonai has spoken, we shall do. They proclaim, Kol Asher Dibur Yahuwah Naaseh, all that he who be who he be has spoken, Kol Asher Dibur Yahuwah, we shall do. Na'aseh, na'aseh. This is what the people proclaim. Moshe, he then returned to Har, to the Har, to the mountain, and was told to command Ha'am, the people, his people, to sanctify themselves. Lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be, who he be, descended, to sanctify, to set themselves apart. Right, to set themselves apart, to separate themselves, right, before Jah descended upon Har, upon the mountain in 3 days. So they was told to sanctify, set themselves apart, right, for 3 days. Beware of the third day. The people were to abstain from worldly comforts and not so much as touch, under the penalty of death, the boundaries of Hahar, the Har, the mountain. He says, be ready for the third day. Beware of the third day. Be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Yahweh will come down on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, in the sight of all the people. So on the morning of the third day, which we have it in tradition as the sixth of Sivan, exactly 7 weeks after the Exodus. Note this, exactly seven weeks after the Exodus, all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, gathered at the foot of Har Sinai, the foot of Mount Sinai, where Yahuwah descended, Yared, where he came down, he who be, who he be, amidst thunder, lightning, billowing smoke, fire, and voluminous blast of the shofar. Rastafari, I call you. Moses, Moshe, then he aliyad. Right? Moses, then he aliyad. Right? He aliyad. He ascended. But the Yahweh told him to go back down and to warn Ha'am, to warn the people. Right? Including HaKohanim. Get this right here. Including the priest. Because the priest will say, okay, yeah, that's for the people, but I can come near. I'm an aliyah. No, warn the people, including the priest, not to set foot on Hahar, on the Har. On the Har, on the mountain, on the Har, lest they be consumed by the wrath of Yahuwah, the wrath of Jehovah, of Jah. Right? Jah then declared the foundation of genuine morality. Right? Some say moral conduct, the principle, genuine morality required of Ha'am, required of Amo, Israel, Amo. These are the 10 words, Asarat HaDebarim, the 10 words, called the Ten Commandments. They're one command. Right? This is one commandment that has 10 parts, known as the 10 words, has 10 words, but it's one command. Often it's called the Ten Commandments, but properly it's not the Ten Commandments, but it's one command with 10 words, or the Decalogue. The Decalogue, 10 words. Right? So we have what's known as the Ten Commandments declared, I am He who be who he be, your Elohim who delivered you from Egypt. Second word, you shall have no other Elohim before me. Third word, you shall not take the name of he who be, your Elohim in vain. The fourth word, remember the Shabbat day to keep it set apart, holy. The fifth word, honor your father and mother. The sixth word, you shall not murder. The seventh word, you shall not commit adulteration. The eighth word, you shall not steal. The ninth word, you shall not be a false witness against your neighbor. And the tenth word, you shall not covet. You shall not covet. Now, it's very interesting here because according to the Judaic Midrash, the sixth of Sivan was a Shabbat, and the Bnei Yisrael, they awoke on the Shabbat day to loud claps of thunder, streaks of lightning, and smoky fire surrounding Har Sinai. Surrounding Mount Sinai, the sound of a shofar, the ram's horn, it grew louder and louder until terror grip the hearts of Ha'am, the people's hearts. Moshe, he called out for the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, to draw closer, draw near. And then the heavens, Hashemayim, were ripped open, and the entire Har, the mount, was uprooted and said to have been suspended in the air. The dirt and the rocks of Har Sinai were turned into sheer crystal, and the Israelites were able to look up through the transparent terrain. So the whole mountain was turned up, and they were able to look right through the transparent terrain. All right, so let's get a visual. Yes, yes, even naturally. The first is the natural things and the heavenly things, the earthly things and the heavenly things. So looking at the natural, that no one will say, oh, it's just a metaphor. But first, we got to look at the natural, the actual, the physical for the metaphysical. Let's understand this right here. What a sight. Suddenly, the voice, the call, right, the voice of the Yahweh called out to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites. Either you will accept HaTorah or be buried here. This is what was called out. The voice, the call of the Kaal of Yahweh, of the Sustainer, called out to the Israelites and said, either you will accept HaTorah, Jalor, or be buried here. And that's the same word to the once lost, now found black and brown sheeple of the Beit Israel. All right? That determines the remnant right there. The Israelites, they cried out in response, Kol Asher Dibar Adonai Na'aseh. All that the Lord speaks, we shall do. All that Jah speaks, we shall do. The Yahweh then spoke in a single, it is said, in a single utterance, right? In a single utterance, all 10 words at once. The heavens, Shemayim, and the Eretz trembled, and rivers reversed their course. After the people regained their composure, the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, slowly repeated the list of the words, the 10 words, the commandment, beginning with the first one, Anoki. Yahuwah Eloheka, I be he who be who he be, thy Elohim, who took you out of Egypt. And as the Yahweh began speaking, the second word, called the second commandment, but the second word, however, Ha'am, the people, they began falling back in fear and terror, and they literally begged Moshe. They begged Moses to be their middleman. Literally their middleman, their intercessor, their mediator, their middleman. Lifnei HaElohim. Now here's where the parsha, or the Torah portion, where it fulfills. So it comes to the fulfillment here with the terrified Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael, right, beseeching and begging Moshe to be their mediator, least unless they die, lifnei, right, the Panai Elohim, before the presence, before the face of the Elohim. Ha'am, the people, they stood afar off. They backed up. They stood afar off when Moshe, and Moshe alone, Moses alone, drew near to the thick darkness where Ha'Elohim, where HaShlosh HaKadosh Kedush Salase was, where the true power, even the first power of the Trinity was, Shem Shua Awo, Amen, yes, I.